new Vol Motors. So today is the 10th of October, also being World Mental Health Day. And so awesome, the initiatives in South Africa. And one of those that really, really is very awesome is Crazy for Walking. And on the line, I've got Frans Schollo, the CEO of Crazy for Walking. How's it going with you?
Hey, good afternoon, Cyril. Great to talk to you guys there in the heart of South Africa. It's going very well. And we had just a crazy day today and a crazy week, World Mental Health Week.
Yes.
World Mental Health Month and Day today.
Wonderful. All right. So Crazy for Walking last year. You guys already started walking, did some amazing stuff, continued this year. Walking to Mars.
Yes. So
how?
Last year was our first year. We did it from Pretoria to Cape Town on the route and during the campaign because we went through all the beautiful dorpies there of the Freistaat and places all South Africa. People were saying, how can we join this great initiative? Yeah. We want to be part of this. You know, this is such an important subject. We need to break the stigma of mental illness. Mm. So we had to apply our minds. We first thought, okay, we're going to do all over Africa, go to Cairo. It's a bit dangerous. Then we thought, let's take it out of the box and out of this world, and we're going to Mars, as you said.
That is so awesome. All right, okay, so obviously physically not walking to Mars, but how does this work?
So there's a lot of symbolism in all of this. You know, we've done quite a bit to destigmatize mental illness, but we've got such a long road yet to do. So Mars is a long way off here. The only way to do it is to create an app and have people donate their walk or their steps, and it all adds up, accumulates to the distance to Mars. Mm. So there's a little bit of a small print in the whole initiative, but it is just taken off. It is, you know, it's blown our own mind in terms of what happened this past week. We went onto the app stores, and within a few hours, we were trending right on the top of the apps. People were joining. And they just started donating their steps to the cause of destigmatizing mental illness.
So this is something today, people can do now as well, still, even though you guys finished with most of the walks.
Yes, yes. No, we can't stop. We have to go. Okay, the distance we covered, by the way, this week is just over 300,000 kilometers. So we're just about in the atmosphere of the moon. So we're thinking of having a picnic on the way to Mars, you know, on the moon. Just take a pause there on the moon and then have people join. So throughout the year, join on the app, Crazy for Walking, and let your steps count. Talk through your walk, let people know that we need to bring an end to the stigma so that people can get help. Once people can talk, once the stigma is broken down, they can have access to help, and once they have access to help, man, it's a new world out there. It's a different world. It's extraterrestrially so.
Wow. Love this. Really, really like this. Frans Schollo, CEO of Crazy for Walking. Download that app right now. What happened today? I mean, today you guys had the big ceremony and saying, you know, some of the official walks that ended.
Yes. So throughout South Africa, there were different walks. Down in Cape Town, they're still walking at the moment in some of the big malls there, Canal Walk. They're walking in some of the parks there. In Bloemfontein, right there, they had their arrival after the girls did the tough Rimland walk there. Wonderful stories that came from that Rimland walk. They had a whole walk on top of Naval Hill. So that was their closing ceremony for this week. Up here in Gauteng at the Union Buildings last night, well, the past week we walked, but last night it was a 24-hour walk right through the night. It was crazy. So we had our final ceremony to just say, this was great. We covered just over 5,000 kilometers in the week, just people dedicating, coming and walking. So please, once again, don't stop. We've got a long road ahead of us. There's still a lot to do to destigmatize mental illness. And if I can just throw this in, Cyril, we also have the 10th of October as Socktober, Crazy Sock Day.
Yes.
So we want people to wear crazy socks. This is once again in solidarity with those people really suffer of mental illness and not having access or not seeking access. Have some fun with a serious subject and show your solidarity. Wear crazy socks when you're walking.
Wonderful. So tell me, Francois, last thing, the crazy socks, where do we get those?
They're available right there in Bloemfontein at some of the key hospitals that are actually sponsors there, like Bloemcare and the Nurture Health Group. They've got socks. You can also buy them online. Okay. But I always say, you know, make fun of this. Get your oma a vehicle de sokkies, even if it looks like a doily, you know. But be fun and help us with this very, very important global issue, particularly so in South Africa as well.
Francois, thank you. Thank you for the initiative, and thank you for what you guys are doing and have done. Good luck. Hope we get to Mars soon enough. All right.
Always great to be with you on the show.
Yes, cool. You will let us know when we get to Mars, right?
Okay, well you, hopefully you'll join. We'll get there together. We'll check the place out.
Awesome. We'll do. We'll do. Francois, have a great day. All right.
Cheryl, thank you too. Okay, bye.
Bye. Francois Lowe, CEO of Crazy for Walking. Of course, the Crazy for Walking initiative aims to destigmatize and broaden the awareness of mental illness. Awesome stuff. Awesome stuff. Still have some way to go to Mars, but download the app. Be part of it.